The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. That's good to be with you. And maybe just the chat is enough to have a sense that there's a kind of field here. Animated by goodwill, the longing for less suffering. So maybe we just begin and take our posture, a little bit of sweetness on the tongue, a little bit of goodness rippling through our body, the goodness that is called Sangha. We come to be moved by goodness, moved by our own goodness, that of others, by the path. And the Dharma is a kind of progressive sensitization to goodness. The light from that star grows brighter and brighter over the years, decades maybe of practice. As we come into a sense of goodness, the ordinariness of it, as we come to trust it, know that It's there for us as practitioners. It's there for us to call on. We start to become a little bit less intimidated by the future. A little deeper sense of security. And maybe it feels more natural just to put complexity of life down, rest. Drawing the line clearly around what's in the focus space and what's background. And in drawing that line around, say, the sensations of our breathing, sound, the body, phrase, drawing that line. We're not turning everything outside that circle into an enemy. We just treat it all like a phone ringing that we know is not for us, as Ajahn Brahm said. When the past doesn't feel like it conceals any secrets and our future's unintimidating. Comes natural to rest here now. And we don't need to trace out the lessons of memory and pain. And when we already know how it all ends, comes natural to rest here now. Sometimes we have to firewall our peace from our care. The love, devotion, compassion, service can feel like it's irresponsible to take that off the back burner ever, but there are cycles of love and rest, caring and peace. And to actually always be caring erodes our capacity for love, rejuvenation. Sometimes our care is actually just a kind of placeholder for an amorphous agitation that would exist even in a utopia. So we rest.